Pandemics are as much about logistics as they are about public health. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. At some point, trying to manufacture and distribute a vaccine for a brand new virus, keeping track of who's gotten it, where it's going, how long it's taking, and how much you have, is a logistics and data problem. And a big one. Enter Salesforce. Its whole job is organizing data. The company has introduced new products during the pandemic under the name Work.com. First, it was organizing employees returning to work. Then it offered it to schools as students go back. And now it's trying to sell that system to healthcare organizations and even governments to organize vaccine distribution. That gets the company closer to something like electronic medical records or EMRs. But CEO Mark Benioff told me he's just trying to solve the one major issue.
Think about it like this. You need a command center. You need inventory management for PPE. You need vaccine appointment scheduling. You need to kind of record who have you vaccinated and who haven't you. How often did they get the vaccination? You have to be able to notify them. They need to be able to notify you. You're going to have a lot of information. And by the way, this isn't just going to be the vaccine for COVID. This is also even going to be basic things like the flu shot, where we're already working with Texas, Chicago, and using our platform for flu. So this is something that everybody has to kind of get ready for the next level of automation, because we're going to try to do something as a one humanity here that hasn't been done ever, which is vaccinate everyone against COVID.
It sounds like this will be a super useful product, but then will everybody have their sort of individual cloud, you know, their walled off version of this database, or will they be able to use it collaboratively?
Well, it all depends on the actual user themselves. They're going to have to be able to make that decision. Do they want to share this information? How would they share the information? What information would they share? In terms of integrating with EMR systems, that's a core part of what we do. That idea that you want to be able to have, if you will, a patient relationship management system, the idea that it's integrated even with your contact tracing system, and now you want to be able to share that information with your electronic medical records. Yes, all of that has to be an option, but different organizations have different levels of privacy requirements. The public themselves, and especially in the United States, especially in Europe as well, has a right to say if that information is going to be released or not.
Yeah, to be clear, it is a tricky data sharing situation, but I feel like that's part of why this is kind of a, is this a little bit of a minefield to walk into? What is approaching at least what sounds like electronic medical records?
This is absolutely a minefield. This is a situation that is a global pandemic. I mean, this is complicated. This is my first pandemic. I don't know about you. We have learned a lot just in 6 months. But I think as we've deployed major industrial strength contact tracing, for example, in states like California or Texas, California, where we have 10,000 contact tracers battling this pandemic over the last 6 months, this has been extremely difficult for the state, for the governor, and also for local NGOs who are involved in trying to help bring this all under control. We also have to do our part at Salesforce.
On that note, actually, Work.com is a for-profit, it's a product. Do you have a mechanism to make any of these services available for hospitals or governments that maybe can't afford it?
We actually do. We make a lot of accommodations. We have never walked away from any organization who could not afford it. We will always work with every customer. By the way, in this world, this is not just governments we're talking about. We have a lot of SMBs, small and medium-sized businesses, even large businesses who are under duress. Of course, we are a company that is going to make an accommodation for that customer. We're never going to walk away from a customer. It's not part of who we are.
You know, the equitable distribution of this vaccine is one of the biggest questions out there. And, you know, although on its face, no one's asking you to create a product that will help ensure that. And yet, because of Salesforce's mission, I wonder how you see this playing into solving this big global problem.
Well, these are areas that I really cannot bring expertise into. You know, my expertise is really going to be building and deploying the systems rapidly to help us fight the pandemic. That's where I found my greatest usefulness, and that's really my focus area today.
So the work.com has evolved. It started out as a company-focused product and then moved to schools and now has a vaccine component. I feel like you're going to find yourself in a position where somewhere in your various data centers, you're going to have information about who's at work, who's at school, and who's been vaccinated. But presumably that information, I mean, it can't be shared. Is that a strange position to be in where like you potentially have a data loop that could be incredibly valuable?
It's not our data, number one. So you have to remember, we're just providing information management systems. This is very similar to how we operate with all of our customers. We would never look at a customer's data. That would be the last thing that would ever happen at Salesforce. If we ever found an employee who was looking at customers' data, we would fire that employee. Our job is to make sure the data is safe, that it's secure, that our customers can share it if they want to, that they can share it with who they want to. But when you look at who our customers are, small businesses, medium businesses, large businesses, governments around the world, we don't want to look at the data. It's not our data. We have no right to look at that data. If those customers want to share that data, we will work with them to share that data. But our business is managing the information, managing the applications, and that is what we are focused on, our customer success.
Marc Benioff is the CEO of Salesforce. And now for some related links. To this entire point, my colleague David Brancaccio and the team at the Marketplace Morning Report have been doing a series of stories for about a month called Fast Track Vaccines, about what a big logistical undertaking the COVID vaccine is and will be. You can find that whole series at marketplace.org. And The Atlantic has a piece from earlier this week that's also about how complicated this campaign is, including a deep dive into the science of the most promising vaccine candidates. Both of them are based on the mRNA technology that we talked about on the show a few months back. It is a long-promised technology that makes it easier to make and distribute vaccines. In fact, the development of these top two candidates has been crazy fast. Moderna and Pfizer are already moving into clinical trials. But the magazine reports, the vaccines are also extremely fragile. They have to be frozen at temperatures as low as minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. So shipping them is just one challenge, especially shipping small numbers of doses to rural areas, because the logistics of not only cooling trucks, but smaller packages are tricky at best. The mRNA vaccines also require two doses per person, meaning more shipping and more glass vials, which are scarce. Then there will be all the stuff Benioff mentioned, inputting data about who's been vaccinated, and then getting that data into electronic medical records, sometimes from public health departments that are still using fax machines, as we've reported. Anyway, go check out all those stories at marketplacetech.org, because it is a logistical nightmare. And as much as I respect the idea of trying to create a tech solution to help keep track of it all, it would also be reassuring to know that there could be a government response that would help and not actually hurt. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.